Hi Samir, how are you?
Thank you for allowing me to be a coach today. And if I have the permission, may we record this call for academic purposes?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Okay, great. So, Jenny, this is a safe space, and please feel free to share what you would want. However, like before we start, would you want to take a few moments to gather your thoughts and then get started?
Yes, maybe just a couple of seconds, maybe.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, I think we can start.
Okay, great. So, Jenny, what would you want to discuss today?
Okay, Samir, I'm going to tell you a situation which I'm currently facing. This is something that's going on in the office. And I'll have to come to a solution regarding this particular situation problem is how I see it, to be very honest. I've got time, but I don't have a lot of time. It's somewhere around September end, or let's say the end of Q3 is where I need to come to a resolution in with regards to this particular situation. Okay. So the thing is that I head up the HR slash, L&D operations admin function for this organization that I work for, right? And there are a couple of people that have been in their roles for a good amount of time and have either seen growth or is yet to see the growth or in terms of a promotion or an appraisal. And this year, we've gone through a lot of restructuring in the office since we've had a new CEO come in from January 2026. And so initially, I used to report into four different partners. And now I have, well, I still report into all of them. I obviously work very closely with them. However, the CEO is who I report into. Having said that, so coming back to the whole restructuring bit, there are a lot of people that we would like to retain. There are a few people that, as harsh as it might sound, we are okay if they stay, if they don't stay, in a certain way. But the dilemma that I am in is in relation to these two, particularly these two people, that are a very integral part of my administration slash operations team, okay, that I look after. While all the other teams are kind of sorted, we've identified who's going to be the head of, let's say, talent acquisition for, just to give you some idea. So, there's Malaysia, India, Singapore, and Hong Kong that I look after. So we've identified people who's going to be the, the talent acquisition responsible head for Hong Kong, let's say, or for India. When it comes to admin and operations, it's very centrally located. Okay, so we are looking at two people that the organization, as well as myself. And when I say the organization, I mean the four partners or the four the group partners have in mind in terms of their next role. So, long story short, I am looking at promoting one of the two people that I have in mind. Okay. Now, what we have done so far is we've given ratings to, their self-rating, obviously appraisal wise. There is a manager's rating, which I have given a rating to both the individuals. And then there is this 360 feedback which has come in from their team members, their direct boss, as well as the managing partners. So we've got some good ratings in front of us. And the dilemma is that out of these two individuals, we are slightly conflicted or a little confused between who to promote as the operation slash admin head and who not to. To give you more context about these two individuals, one of them has been in the organization for close to 9 years now. Okay. So she started as a junior admin person, and today she's almost a manager, senior manager administration, not just for India, but for the region. And whereas this other person So I joined the firm in 2021. So I brought this person in right after I joined. I trained them. I made them, I made sure that they understand everything about the role. The roles are slightly different, but can be similar. So they kind, I mean, ideally, I brought in the other person to be the backup of the original person because, 5 years back then, she was 5 years into the role already, and you need to have a backup plan. What if she suddenly goes? And these are two very critical roles, everything from report generation to running the business, they do it all. So my problem is that I kind of want to promote the second person, but seniority says that, the other person has been in the role for 9 long years. So should I consider her, or should I just, go by the ratings? Should I don't know, I'm very conflicted with the idea, even though I'm very biased to promote the second one. So yeah, I just needed some a little bit of help from your end to kind of navigate through where, how I could come to a conclusion or a solution, really. Sorry, that was a lot of
That's
data
wonderful,
there.
and you have so many thoughts today.
Yeah,
And
actually.
so, if I hear you say that you have to come to a solution in terms of promotion of one of the two resources,
Yes.
while during the restructuring, I hear that the organization would like to retain some of the good people in the company, and this position is critical. And I also hear that you want to promote the second person because of performance, right?
Yeah. Clearly, I mean,
And it seems that you're conflicted in terms of how do you in terms of balance a performance-based decision, making sure that it's fair or in terms of perception, right? So that it doesn't show your bias in terms of bringing a person in. So is that right?
100%. You got that. Yeah, it's basically I want to be fair when I make a call. Yes.
Okay, great. So Jenny, tell me a little more about being fair.
Okay. It's like I don't want to promote somebody just because, I've brought this person in. Whether they're good or they're not as great, we'll come to that later. But somewhere at the back of my mind, I feel like there is a bit of guilt in me. I don't know if I should call that guilt, but I feel like because I brought in this person, there is this level of comfort when I work with her, and she just understands me, and she understands things even without me telling her. Or she's a very proactive person, in all honesty, and she just gets the work done, and she makes the job look really easy. I mean, there've never been any complaints or any flaws whatsoever with relation in relation to what she has done for the last 4 and a half years. So my point is that while she's all good, the other person is also not that bad, okay, who's been in the show for 9 years now. But if I were to compare, I don't know if it's in my head or it's just that I feel that because I'm biased towards the second person, because I've done the whole training myself, I've done everything. So I feel like, is it just because I'm seeing through a certain lens that the second person is really good, or the first person isn't that bad after all? I mean, she deserves to be promoted as well. She's been here for a good 9 years, right? And I'm also feeling guilty about the fact, how she's going to feel if she doesn't get promoted. Yeah, so that's where my conflict is.
So, Jenny, I hear that you feel that you're biased towards a second person, but I also hear that the person is more proactive and has been kind of easy to work with. You have a certain level of comfort with that particular person, and I also hear that the second person also has been an okay or a decent performer, right?
Both have been decent performers. I think the second one has out I mean outshined the first one in terms of their proactiveness, their smartness, their sharpness. And yeah, but if they're both doing their job well, so my My conflict comes when I look at the tenure, to be very honest. I think it's the tenure, to be honest with you, Samir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I hear that both are doing well, and it seems that you're conflicted that how do you balance kind of managing the tenure versus performance in terms of a promotion decision. Is that right?
I would say so.
Okay. Great. So that's wonderful. And so when you talk about tenure or performance, right? Now, sorry, just give me a moment. Actually, tell me a little more about, let's say, why or what this conflict is about between tenure and performance.
I think this is how we've seen in most organizations, right? If somebody is senior to a certain individual, they get promoted first, or it's kind of assumed by the rest of the team that, okay, this person has been there for the longest, so let's just make them the manager of the team. Whereas people who come in much later, obviously see promotion at a later stage. I mean, that's historically, or that's how it always, it most, well, not always, most of the time that's how it works. But I'm not a big advocate of promoting people on tenure, okay? I look at, unless there is a huge skills or a experience gap, right? If we were to directly compare the two people, if I'm looking at the first person 9 years in the firm, in total, they possibly have 12 years of experience. So the second person that I brought in has equal or maybe similar years of experience. So it's not like there is a huge experience gap or a skills gap, right? Had that been the case, it would have been a very easy call for me, to be very honest. You look at the experience, you look at how they're performing, and you just promote them. But here, the point is that one has come from an external, I mean, has come in from another company, has proved their worth, has performed, and both are at the similar level. They're both senior managers. Their role is slightly, it's almost same, but it's similar but not same, their roles. So one is more into operations, while the other one is more into administration. However, it's very, I mean, one can do the other person's job. So my conflict is whether I should look at just the tenure and go by how things have happened over all these years, not just within this firm, but elsewhere, or should I just directly look at the rating and, make a call that, okay, this person is definitely more capable,
Okay. So, now, what I hear is that personally, you are not a big advocate of promotions based on tenure. You would want to have an angle of performance, which should be there. And it seems that you're conflicted that, okay, should you go by the normal norm of tenure-based promotion or maybe go with the go with the performance in this particular case,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Okay,
Yes.
great. So now, when you say that, okay, you're conflicted between, let's say, these two options, right? Now, but what would we want to explore today?
Okay. I honestly want to. If you ask me, Samir, do I have, I kind of have an answer in my head that I want to promote the second one, the one that I have brought in, who's been in the firm for like 4.5 years now. However, I'm not able to confirm that decision with either the management, or even, I'm just kind of, I'm shying away from making that call. I'm trying to do it later and later. Because as I said, I mentioned that I've got time until the end of September. I'm only going to do this or announce this or have these conversations in the last week of September, so that this goes, this becomes effective from October this year, is when we are looking to promote either of them. So what I want to explore is, should I just go ahead and do what I'm thinking, or should I need to think more and am I making the right or wrong decision, to be honest?
Okay. So, what I hear is that you want to promote the second person based on performance. And then, how are you contemplating if you should go ahead with what you feel or take more time and decide?
Absolutely, yes.
Right. Okay. So, when you say that, let's say, that you are conflicted because of this decision, or you want to be fair, right? Now, what does that mean to you?
I'm conflicted because I'm also scared of the consequences. If I promote the second one, what if the first one to resign and go? Am I ready for that? Am I prepared for that? What do I do if they resign? I have to again think of, hiring another backup and training that person. Will I get that kind of person who understands the firm as well as, this lady does? Because, 9 years is a long time for a smaller firm like ours, right? She knows the in and outs of the role. And somewhere I feel that she's expecting a promotion. Okay. Because she's not bad, as I say. I mean, she's not bad at all. But in all fairness, yeah, I just feel like, the second one deserves it a lot more because of just how smart she is. So that's where my conflict is. I'm also worried about the consequences.
And so, actually, I hear two thoughts over here. One about, let's say, being worried about the consequences, and second, about being fair in your decision, right? So, which thread would you want to pick today?
I want to be fair.
Okay, great.
That's more
And
important for me.
then, when you say fair, what does that mean to you?
Promote the person who deserves it the most, whether or not they come with whatever number of years of experience here or elsewhere, it doesn't matter. So I would like to promote the person who just deserves this more.
Okay. And what makes being fair important now?
Well, being fair is important all the time, isn't it? So I mean, yeah, I don't want to make a wrong decision. I don't want to. Now, when I'm talking to you, I feel that fear that I have somewhere deep down that, if I promote the second one, if the first one were to go, am I just scared about replacing that person because it's a lot of hard work, in recruiting or, finding a replacement? Am I just scared of that whole process? But then when I'm talking to you, it occurs to me that I would like to be fair and give the promotion to the one who deserves, because I mean, when I put myself in their shoes, I would like myself to be treated in the same way, in the same fair way, right? So
Sure.
it is
And
important.
actually, what would be the future impact of being fair for you?
I think it's just when I talk about future impact, it's about promoting the right person, right, for the role. So that's going to be of huge impact, not just to me, my team, but to the organization as a whole, because this person is going to be the head or the face of that particular department, that team. So they need to be a strong contender for this particular role. They need to. I mean, a lot depends on them, to be honest. They have a huge responsibility, big shoes to fill. And a lot of my works become easier if I have the right heads in place for my different departments. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I would like my job to be easier as well, so that I know who to bank on, who to trust, with these roles.
Okay. And Jimmy, I hear that you say the other person, the second person deserves it, right? This promotion. So, what do you mean by deserves when you say that?
I mean, somebody who is ready for the role and can take this up. I think, you know, just the, I think, yeah, somebody who's just ready to take this role up. Ready, and I
Okay.
know we'll do a fair job, and I know we'll do and actually shine in this particular role.
So, Jenny, so from our conversation so far, what is becoming clearer now?
That I just have to be fair, and not be conflicted about the repercussions or the consequences about what could happen if I do that. I think what I'm thinking, what I have been thinking, Samir, is what would happen if I were to take this call? But I somehow feel that I already know what I need to do. So I think the conflict was about not to make the decision, but what could go wrong or what could not go right if I were to make that decision, right? So I think what's becoming clear is that there's no point fearing something that's going to happen later. It might just not happen. Yeah. So I might just have to, I will, I should ideally do what is fair. And, you know, yeah.
And what will enable you to be fair in this decision?
I think, yeah, that's a good point. I think, okay, this makes me a lot more clearer, to be honest. There's data. We've, as I said, I mean, I started saying that, started the conversation saying that we've got the data in place. We've done the 360 feedback. The ratings are all in place. So it's clearly, even there is very minimal difference in the ratings. However, we have a clear winner, okay, in terms of the ratings. There is also a lot of offline feedback given by stakeholders from the businesses that I've gathered over the last few quarters about how each one has done and how each one of them, either, I mean, both the people have added value to different teams, how they have been proactive, how they have outperformed, or how they have gone above expectations and, you know, done things that they have done. So I think we have a winner in place. It's just about making that call now.
And with these new realizations, what new actions would now be useful to take?
I think I was contemplating the whole, I've got time until September, so I will wait until then. I will speak to a few other people. I'll just try and buy as much time as I can to get to that, you know, that end of September. But I think what new actions I need to take is I need to make a decision and stick to it. Unless something miraculous happens from May until September, which is also a long time, right? You know, we never know. Either of them might just resign and go, God forbid. Or, you know, anything can happen from now until September. But I think if I were to look at results, data, ratings, you know, appraisal formats and feedbacks, then I know I will have to get to that decision and stick to it. And when the time comes, I just need to announce it, to be honest, and
And
have those conversations already.
then what resources you might need to make this decision?
I don't need resources. I just need to start having those conversations with the management. Give in my you know annual plan or the you know the new the quarterly plans that I sit down with the partners, with the managing partners and discuss. I think I just need to make it clear that who I'm looking at promoting, because they can have some clarity of thought as well in it. They're going to use that going forward, because it's just useful to know who we are promoting and what sort of a career pathway we have, you know, crafted for them, and how they are going to add value to that particular department, or how we could assign more, you know, the person that we are not promoting, and if they were to stay, how could we give them additional responsibilities and give them more scope and add in more layers to make them feel satisfied in their roles. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but I think resource-wise, I just need to start having those conversations once I make that decision.
And then how will you be accountable for your actions? for these actions that you have to take?
I think it's about not being accountable, but I need to do it because, otherwise I think there's a huge question mark on my performance, that if I'm not able to identify the team leaders for the different departments. So it's something like I have to do it. There's no other way. I was confused, but I think I now know what to do, so I just have to do it.
And then
There's no other way.
who can help you with this?
I think just having these conversations just to get the ball rolling, put these agendas in my calendar to catch up with either of them. I don't want to, throw a bomb on their head at the very nth hour. I want to start having those conversations and setting those expectations from now so that they are aware of where we are heading to. And then speak to the different stakeholders and kind of give them a hint on if this were to be the case, how would they feel about it? Of course, very confidentially. And then that I think that's it. I just need to put those conversations and agendas in place in my diary.
Okay, great. So, anything else that you would want to discuss today? Or are we good to close the session?
Yeah, I think we are good to close the session. I think I've got clarity in terms of what I was looking for.
Okay,
Thank you.
wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Samir.